This is Graham Hooper, author of A Better Way to Live, a collection of 52 short studies on themes from the wonderful books of Proverbs and Psalms found in the Old Testament of the Bible. This recording is one of a series of audio excerpts of the book. My book was published by Acorn Press, now an imprint of Bible Society Australia. It's available in print and in ebook editions through Koorong Books and other suppliers. Special thanks to Dave Wilkinson of Old School Audio for creating this audio recording. I hope you enjoy listening and that you discover, or perhaps rediscover, how God still speaks to us today through these ancient books of the Bible. So let's get into it. Chapter 4, The Value of Wisdom. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge, rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you desire can compare with her. That's Proverbs chapter 8, verses 10 to 11. Wisdom is a greatly undervalued quality in our society. It's not on most people's wish lists. We value skill, experience, reliability, and commitment. We reward creativity, sporting prowess, and academic achievement. But wisdom seldom rates a mention. We prize physical health, nutritious food, and exercise. We recognize the importance of getting an education, preparing our children for a career, and playing a useful role in society. But we hear very little about wisdom and the importance of growing in wisdom. We give great respect to celebrities, the rich, the attractive, the clever, and the athletic, but not necessarily to the wise. Think back to any job interview you have attended. Was wisdom one of the assessment criteria? Probably not. And yet Proverbs tells us that wisdom is more valuable than silver, gold, or precious jewels, and absolutely essential for us to steer our way through all the challenges and temptations of life. Wisdom is so valuable because it brings us knowledge of God. Chapter 1 of Proverbs tells us that wisdom encompasses understanding, discipline, prudence, knowledge, and discretion. These may sound to us like common sense, but true wisdom is very uncommon. She is more precious than rubies. We can succeed in life, rise to the top of our profession, and still not have true wisdom. Why? Because it's the fear of the Lord that is the beginning of wisdom, according to Proverbs 9 verse 10. Without knowing God, you can't discover the meaning or purpose of your life, and therefore, according to Proverbs, you can't be truly wise. Wisdom is also valuable because wise people transform homes and workplaces for good by the way they speak and act, and by the way they handle conflict. They make a difference for good by their honesty, hard work, faithfulness, and reliability, and by their thoughtful insight and generosity of spirit. Such people also bring with them a depth and maturity that comes from a faith that is integrated with the whole of their life, and an attitude which sees daily work as an essential part of worship of God. Proverbs surely has much of great value to teach us in the 21st century about behaviour, relationships, and work. Indeed, if we all made Proverbs our regular reading, we might be able to dispense immediately with many of the hundreds of self-help books and personal development programs that promise us the secrets of success in life. The effects of wisdom go much deeper than material prosperity. Proverbs 8:19 tells us, "My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver." Wisdom is precious because through wisdom we learn what is of real and lasting value in this life. I've learned often through my own mistakes and foolishness what it is that I really value. Sometimes we get things out of proportion. We get so wrapped up in ourselves that we value money, success, recognition and possessions more than relationships, and more than the love and wisdom of God. Sometimes life teaches us hard lessons. We may only realize how much we value our marriage, our family, or friendships when we are in danger of losing them. It may take a crisis to remind us how much we need God and what a great privilege it is to bring our prayers to Him. The daughter of a friend of mine was badly injured in a car crash. Her father had only recently bought her the car, which was now a write-off. My friend said to me later, as I sat by her bedside in the hospital, praying to God for her recovery, I never gave the car a thought. Of course, things don't give meaning to life. It's relationships that are more precious than possessions. To have learned that lesson is to have grown in wisdom. The world doesn't value wisdom very highly, but the Bible tells us clearly that time and energy spent in seeking wisdom will yield better returns than any financial investment. For wisdom, says Proverbs 3:14, is more profitable than silver and yields better returns than gold. If you are learning to value wisdom, then you are wise indeed. If you know someone who is truly wise, you know you have met someone special. Let me leave you with three questions to think about. First, think of some of the terms we commonly use to describe people: smart, savvy, emotionally intelligent, practical. How does wisdom differ? Second, does wisdom necessarily include any or all of those characteristics? Third, in what ways have you learned to value wisdom in your life?